Good afternoon. It's good to see everybody. It's been a while since we've had a chance to visit. I think the last time we visited was a conference call. So I feel very blessed and fortunate to be in this opportunity, and I'm just enjoying being here. Yes, ma'am.
You know, the doctor in your offensive line does make you feel any better? Or, no, seriously, are you really proud of what this man has accomplished? Good football player. Now he's got a degree.
Says a lot about the person and the character. I mean, for a professional football player, not only to play at a high level, but also to take the time to go back and finish the things that he started. So to have a doctor starting on your offensive line says a lot.
Who's the original EB, you or Barry?
This is Eric Berry's territory here. Now, I come from an older generation. Okay. I'm always going to give way to the players. Each and every week, it's a different approach. We always want each and every guy to go out there and compete and work on the little things that they need to improve upon. Now, obviously, throughout the course of these 2 weeks, we've had some highs, we've had some lows. I will say this, though, to every man's credit, they've done a great job of attacking the challenge and getting better at the little things. That's the important thing. At this point in time, we just want to build chemistry. We want our guys to come together and understand and learn to play with each other. That's important. And our guys are doing a very, very good job so far of accepting the challenge.
With chemistry, how have you tried to integrate Sammy into that, given his role and obviously three quarterback,
who's involved? Well, you got to understand, the head man that we work with, everybody's inclusive. So whether you're the starter or you're the bottom man on the roster, it does not matter. We're going to coach our guys as if all of them are starting. They're all being given an opportunity to show what they can do. That's the beauty of being in this particular situation. And we also got a very, very good staff of coaches who does an outstanding job of communicating. We just want all our guys to come out here and feel a part of it. So far, so good. I mean, right now, it's been baby steps because guys are learning how to play with each other, and that's important. But the thing about it, we got a very good group of players who have had some success in the past. We just want these guys to learn to play with each other. And so far, they're doing an outstanding job of making sure that they're detailing everything and also holding each other accountable. It's not so much that it's a difficult challenge. What you're doing, you're asking someone to be a part of something that they really haven't had a chance to work on. So one thing I will say, Coach Dylan McCullough has done a good job so far with working with the group. Kareem's a smart kid, and he's accepted the challenge, and he's doing a very, very good job of picking up the new tasks that we've asked him to do. Well, understand, he was a rookie last year. A lot of times you don't want to put too much on their plate, so you want to try and walk them through the process. Now we've taken the gloves off. Hey, Kareem, you've been here for a year. You got a good understanding of what we want and how we approach it. Let's make sure we're maximizing our opportunity.
The last two offensive coordinators here were quarterbacks. Given your running back background, what do you think you bring differently to the table that maybe like you haven't seen in a few years as well?
You know, I don't know if it's anything that I bring to the table that is different. Like I said earlier, we have a good nucleus of coaches who have been here. So having an opportunity to work with Coach Heck, working with Greg Lewis now, we got a young quarterback coach, Mike Kafka, who's been here for a year, also working with Corey Matey, Joe Blamire. I mean, we got a good nucleus of coaches. So the thing is we do a great job of over-communicating with one another. So the thing that I don't worry about is that, yes, these guys had quarterback experience. I've been affiliated with the system now for a number of years, and one thing the big man don't do, you know what I mean? He's going to be creative, but he's always going to keep it within the box so all of us can grow together.
What do you like about the guy who replaced your old position, Dylan?
Dylan's doing a good job. You know, our relationship go back since 96 or 97 when we played together in Cincinnati. Dylan's done a good job. He's obviously been a tremendous recruiter at the collegiate level. coach some pretty good backs at Indiana and one at USC. So we're hoping that he continues the tradition here of staying, making sure these guys stay focused and stay detailed with the job on task. Well, it was just more so not just focusing on what the running back position doing. The running back position job is, the thing I started focusing on is just seeing the bigger picture, understanding what the quarterbacks are looking at, how are they seeing it, what is their progression, and just basically taking a big picture of everything. And so being a part of that and having that discussion and basically just taking notes from a different perspective has helped. It's helped a huge amount. And then on top of that, we spent a number of hours together.
You talk about the coach being allowing everybody to be creative. How willing are you to throw out ideas now that you're entering this role about how the offense can expand or adjust from a year ago?
Well, I'll say this. Our head man, he's a very, very creative man. And we got a lot of creative coaches on this staff. And like I said earlier, we do a great job of over-communicating. Coach is not opposed to taking an idea from anyone. And so we just want to make sure that we're all inclusive and that we all are in on it and that we're all on the same page. I think more than anything, that's the most important thing, being on the same page and saying, hey, let's stamp this and let's move forward with it. Well, having this, being in this position and being placed in this role now, obviously the head man is going to lean on me, just like we're going to lean on each other, and we lean on our entire staff. The thing is that we're collectively, as a group, working together to make sure that we're doing what is best for our offense and the Kansas City Chiefs. I knew something about the run game was going to come up. I will say this. We're going to do what is best for the Kansas City Chiefs, whatever we can do to help us to be successful here. So it's going to be fun, though.